If you have drawn this sigil, you are in resistance. You are not admitting that a tug of war is occurring within you, or a tug of war is occurring between yourself and someone else. To understand resistance perfectly, I want you to imagine a stream with a fast-moving current. In this current, there is a boat. This boat has six oarsmen in it, each of whom have a paddle. Some of the oarsmen are paddling downstream with the current. Some of them are paddling upstream against the current. The oarsmen who are trying to paddle the boat upstream are in resistance. They are not in resistance to the current itself. They are in resistance to the oarsmen who are trying to paddle the boat downstream. Resistance is nothing more than opposition. It is any oppositional force. We can meet with opposition from the outside, and we can meet with opposition from the inside. Resistance from the outside is external people, events, and circumstances opposing you. But internal and external resistance go hand in hand. If you have drawn this sigil, you don't get to tell yourself that other people are resistant to you, so it isn't your issue. This universe is a time-space reality that is based on the law of mirroring, so the resistance we encounter on the outside is a reflection of internal resistance that exists, usually internal resistance that we are unaware of. That being said, if you have drawn this sigil, it means one part of you is resisting another part of you, or you are resisting something or someone else. When it comes to internal resistance, an oppositional force, and therefore resistance, can come in the form of thoughts, words, or actions. For example, take the thought, I have plenty of money and it comes easily to me. A resistant thought may be, all I ever get is bills and I never have enough money for what I want. Resistant words may be telling someone that you love them when in fact you don't, or any other form of inauthentic speech. A resistant action may be getting drunk when you've vowed to stay sober. Obviously, when we are trying to get what we want, or when we are trying to heal, any force that opposes our healing, or opposes us getting what we want, is going to cause us incredible amounts of pain. What we usually do when we feel this opposition, either internally or externally, is that we try to push through it. We ignore it. We do not deal with the resistance directly. Because of this, we actually enhance the resistance, because we are, in fact, resisting our resistance. What we have to do is become aware of the resistance we have and directly address it in order to create some alignment there so that we can have all our personal energy going in the same direction. This will reflect externally in the world as external circumstances working with us instead of against us. What we need to do is dive down to pull up the anchor so we can set sail, not try to improve our sails so the boat can move despite the drag of the anchor. Another metaphor is that we need to get the oarsmen who are paddling against the current to paddle with the current instead. The process you must go through to resolve the resistance is going to be determined by the specific circumstances. But one thing to remember is that your resistance deserves to be treated as valid and important, regardless of whether or not it is about something true or real. If you do not treat it this way, if you approach resistance with resistance by already deciding that it is stupid or shouldn't be there, or it needs to change its stance, you will not be able to listen to that resistance and understand it with enough compassion to resolve it. You will also not be able to arrive at your personal higher truth in any given situation. Sometimes when we become aware of the aspects of us that are in resistance, we find that instead of opposing our true desires, they point to even deeper desires, and that going in the direction we were intent on going was, in fact, the opposite of what was best for us. Everyone experiences resistance in their lives and in themselves. The people who are massively successful at creating the life they want to live are the people who can resolve the resistance so that their energy is not split and is instead all facing in the same direction and moving toward the same thing. If you have drawn this sigil, the rule of thumb is this. You must directly deal with the resistance first before doing anything else. No action should be taken from a place of resistance.